I'm Dodd Morris with Mission Network News. Security officials in Iraq recently wrote a negative report on an evangelical team with redemptive stories. Samuel says
it just outlined some activities that they had done. It had highlighted individual persons within their organization, some of the things that they had done. Most of it was actually, in my opinion, false. And it painted them in a poor light.
It's an example of the cultural resistance evangelical Christians face in Iraq, but it doesn't just come from the government. Samuel says it can come from more historic churches as well. Please pray God will give the evangelicals boldness.
The reality of arrest is very minimal. It's possible, but minimal. The more realistic concern is, you know, some sort of attack on the church, on the organization, because there is no real policing of life.
Uganda's pandemic lockdowns led to discipleship opportunities in 2020 and today. When society locked down 2 years ago, Set Free Ministries equipped teachers to visit students at home. Set Free's Dave McIntyre.
They started many local Bible studies in the villages.
They discovered widespread illiteracy and teamed up with World Mission to send audio Bibles to their teachers. Fast forward to 2022, and Set Free's new partnership with the Rural Pastors Project.
Martin Aoku, who was the director of the Rural Pastors Project, thought it was a great idea and then saw the need there. He had many pastors coming in that were illiterate, even in their local language.
Once again, Set Free teamed up with World Mission to procure 100 treasures, or solar-powered audio Bibles. This time, the Bibles are heading to church leaders in remote locations. Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. Consider giving today. Look for the support tab at missionnews.org. I'm Dodd Morris.